Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Jake Smith, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Omri Gazit, Vice President of Product at HPE Cloud. Welcome, Omri.
Thank you very much, Jake. Great to be here with you.
Well, it's great to have you. Omri, you're the VP of Product at HPE Cloud. Tell the audience a little bit about your role and the services and the solutions that your company provides.
I manage the product management function for all of the HPE Helion portfolio. Helion is our brand name for everything we do in cloud. So HPE has three main lines of business: selling infrastructure, selling services, for example, IT outsourcing and helping customers modernize and transform. And then the third line of business is selling software. And cloud reads really across all three of these. All three areas are in the midst of a pretty massive transformation brought about by cloud. So our team, the cloud business unit, works across all of these lines of business to transform our offerings to really take advantage of and make cloud at the center of them.
Tell me a little bit about your role and the history of your team within the company and the industry.
Cloud is a fairly new team within HPE. It's been a business unit for probably the last 3 years. I joined HPE about 2.5 years ago, but HPE's point of view was very customer-centric. It started from our customers being the global 2000 companies, and they were all telling us the same thing. They need to improve both agility and efficiency. They need to go faster. They need to go build more applications and actually build each one of those applications on a much faster cadence. And they need to do things for less. And so we really designed a strategy that had two main beliefs: that the cloud of the future, the cloud that enterprises are going to adopt, is going to be hybrid and it's going to be open. In terms of open, we wanted to go attach and contribute to the preeminent open source multi-vendor ecosystems, OpenStack and Cloud Foundry, for the infrastructure as a service and platform as a service segments, respectively. And in terms of hybrid, we felt very strongly that being able to realize the order of magnitude capability increases no matter where your IT was actually running, whether that was running in your data centers or in data centers that closely held partners were running for you on a single tenant basis, or whether those be public clouds as well.
Where do you see the trends taking the marketplace?
These benefits, these attributes are endemic to cloud computing, period. Some of these attributes are self-service. That means being able to provision a VM in a matter of minutes. That's multiple orders of magnitude improvement in terms of your agility. API-driven automation, the ability to go interact with a system over APIs and really treat infrastructure as code, be able to replicate a running production environment in a matter of minutes via automation, as opposed to doing it in a manual and error-prone way over a matter of days or even weeks. What we call DevOps and continuous integration, continuous delivery, the ability to go automate your pipeline of delivery across the build, test, deploy cycle so that every time you actually make a change in your code, at least in theory, you're able to go deploy a running system. That takes the time frame between releases from often weeks or months to days, hours, maybe even minutes. Microservices and containers, the ability to go launch containers in seconds as opposed to VMs in minutes, or the ability to pack hundreds of containers per server as opposed to tens of VMs per server. All of these things are order of magnitude increases in agility. That really is what we mean when we say transform to a hybrid infrastructure. And when you take all these order of magnitude improvements together, that confers upon the people who actually use those capabilities a structural advantage over businesses that don't. That is really what transformation is all about. The businesses that will actually transform the cloud will just be able to run much, much, much faster than their counterparts that don't. And that's why every single CIO that I talk to has the notion of transforming to a hybrid infrastructure as a top of mind issue for them.
I want to poke a little bit on Staccato, because that was a pretty cool announcement and you haven't really talked a whole lot about it, but really an interesting product that really is about open, multi-cloud, container-based self-automation. It's a wonderful story.
Sure. Staccato is our Cloud Foundry distribution, the name of our commercial product in that space. We acquired it just a little under a year ago from a company called ActiveState. We really liked the team. We really liked the product. We had a pretty deep relationship with them already. And we felt very strongly that we needed, as part of our portfolio, our platform set of assets, we needed not just infrastructure as a service, but also platform as a service. And that team, that product, has really been able to accelerate our capabilities there. But Staccato was a fork of Cloud Foundry. Cloud Foundry was very early in its evolution when the Staccato product started. In fact, Staccato is the oldest living commercial distribution of Cloud Foundry. And over the last year or so, we've been working very hard to go bring that back in line with Cloud Foundry upstream, making deep contributions to Cloud Foundry through the upstream development process, and then also being able to bring a lot of the differentiated capabilities that Staccato had into a unified product that is both completely based on upstream, based on trunk, as well as brings a ton of enterprise capabilities. For example, the ability to go deploy Cloud Foundry in a set of containers as opposed to a set of VMs, which makes it a lot more agile, a lot more nimble. The ability to link back with enterprise data sources is huge. You know, it doesn't really come out of the box. Cloud Foundry out of the box comes with connectors to modern databases like MongoDB and Redis. We worked quite hard to actually figure out what our customers had running in production, and many of them said, you know, we still have Sybase databases. We still have Oracle. That's where our data is. You know, we like to say applications come and go, but data lives forever. And it takes a long, long time for data to move. And so many of our customers tell us, we want you to bring the world of the new, the world of microservices, into our existing environment. And that's really our rallying cry here. And so whether that be existing frameworks and languages that they use, like .NET or Java, whether that be data sources that they use today, we bring that world of microservices and we enable them to be successful without having to go change everything they do, change languages, change frameworks, change data sources, development methodologies, and so on.
I love the comment, data lives forever. Said a couple of things for our listeners to really get excited about, but does it all come together with Cloud System 10? Is that really where you integrate the full package of the HPE solution and infrastructure?
That's exactly right. When we think about how we go to market with cloud, we really have, like I said, three core businesses in HPE, and cloud really features prominently in each one of these go-to-markets. So Cloud System is our flagship system for where we bring together the best of our software assets. That's Helion OpenStack, that's Helion Staccato, which brings the Cloud Foundry component in there, as well as a series of IT management tools, operations management, performance management, monitoring, analytics, and bring that together with the hardware to have basically a turnkey solution, an integrated system that we can sell as opposed to selling discrete servers. Because our customers, by and large, are telling us, you know, we really want to move from a world where we buy disaggregated hardware and we want to be able to buy clouds from you. We still want to operate them, but we want to buy an elastic utility as opposed to a set of discrete servers. So Cloud System 10 is absolutely where all of that comes together. When you look at our enterprise services business, more and more of our customers are telling us, we don't want to just have you guys run our SAP system or our big applications. We actually want you to run a cloud for us so that we can give our developers a self-service experience. We just don't want to operate it on our own premises. We want you to operate it for us. And so by and large, every IT outsourcing deal that we're engaged in right now and or renewing involves a cloud component. And last but not least, on the software business, we're finding that bringing all of these assets together, like OpenStack and Cloud Foundry, along with the IT operations management tools into a single suite called the Helion Cloud Suite, makes a lot of sense for our customers because they want a single management plane, management experience for both traditional and cloud native applications that comes from HPE as a single integrated suite.
One final question. Where can people go to find out more about your products, about HPE Helion, and about Omri?
Well, HPE Helion, all you have to do is Google or Bing us if you're so inclined. We have extensive materials on Helion, the Helion strategy, on what we call the right mix, which is our marketing campaign to realize the right mix between traditional, private, and managed and public cloud solutions. The other place a lot of our news gets announced is our Grounded in the Cloud blog. And finally, anybody that wants to reach out to me, my Twitter handle is Omri G, O-M-R-I-G. Be glad to hear from you.
Awesome. Thanks, Omri, and certainly appreciate spending time on today's Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and have a great afternoon.